priorities. They're a funny thing. We know we should prioritize our lives better. Our time, our money, our focus. We should spend them on things that really matter. But somehow, all too often, we end up squandering them on ridiculous things. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. How often have you dreamed of winning the lottery? Just imagine, millions, millions. Wouldn't that make you happy? Actually, the research tells us quite the opposite. Roy Kaplan of the Florida Institute of Technology tracked more than 1,000 lottery winners over a 10-year period. That's a pretty serious study, and the results are deeply disturbing. Very few of them experienced any lasting happiness as a result of their win. Many of their marriages had ended in divorce, and a good many of them had squandered their fortune. So why is it then that we spend so much time and effort chasing financial outcomes at the expense of family, relationships, spiritual fulfillment, the things that, if you poked around inside people's hearts, are the things that truly matter? I wonder what we'd find if we all just stopped and compared our real priorities against the ones reflected in what we do day to day. Jesus put it like this, Matthew chapter 16, verses 25 and 26. Any of you who try to save the life you have will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you'll find true life. It's worth nothing for you to have the whole world if you yourself are lost. You could never pay enough to buy back your life. If your priority in your heart of hearts is following Jesus, then let me ask you today, kindly but firmly, does your lifestyle, the way you spend your time and money, the way you treat other people, the decisions you make, does all of that reflect your true priority? Well, does it? That's God's word fresh for you today. Yeah, following Jesus ain't easy. That shouldn't be a surprise. Taking up your cross speaks of sacrifice and along the way, battles. Honestly, I think we need reminding in the heat of the battle that God is right in there with us. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called 5 Ways to Overcome Fear. To request your copy, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that you'll be able to request this particular booklet, so please don't miss out. Again, that web address is christianityworks.com.